Good morning. Denny's conference call to announce and analyze our earnings from the third quarter 2012. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese and will have simultaneous translation into English. All listeners are currently connected in silent mode, and subsequently we will initiate a Q&A session when we will provide you instructions. In the need of any assistance during the conference call, please request the operator's help pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available through our web, ri.grendene.com.br. During this conference call, we'll count with Grendene's top management team that are also available to answer your questions. Rudy Maldalonder and Francisco Chaves, managers and directors of different areas, we would like to inform that the third quarter 2012 press release is available on our website, ri.grendene.com.br, in Portuguese and in English. Before we begin, we would like to clarify that the statements made during this conference call pertain to company's business perspectives and operational and financial estimates and are forecasts based on management expectation regarding the future of the company. These expectations highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, the sector, and on international markets. Now we would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relationship Director of the company. Mr. Francisco has the floor. Good morning, and thank you for being here for Grendene's conference call to announce our earnings result for the third quarter of 2012, our current view of the market and of the company, as well as future prospects. As you all know, yesterday we disclosed information from this period after the markets were closed. In our press release, which you may find in our side of investor relationship of the company. Now I will comment on the information we announced yesterday, opening subsequently to questions. Before we talk about our performance, we would like to draw your attention to the dividends distribution based on the balance calculated on September 30, 2012. For our management proposed a distribution of over 86.6 million reais, adding up to 188.3 million during the 9 months of 2012, a 42.3% growth in comparison the 9 months of 2011. The company will pay ad referendum from the ordinary general assembly that approved the account from fiscal year 2012 as of November 21, 2012. Our preferred shareholders of ordinary shares of Grendene registered in the company on November 6, 2012, cut date, are entitled to this payment. Thus, Grendene shares will be traded a dividend as well as of November 7th in BMF Bovespa. Leadership and exports. Grendene has maintained during 10 consecutive years by far the position of export leader in footwear, attaining 38.2% of Brazilian exports during the 9 months of 2012. This leadership makes Grendene the footwear brand with greatest international recognition. Performance during third quarter 2012. Grendene has achieved its monthly record in production and sales, surpassing the 20 million delivered pairs mark in one only month. And at the same time, it maintains its cost and expense control. We delivered 47.5 million pairs, accumulating throughout the 9 months of 2012, the delivery of 121.1 million pairs, 90 million pairs in the domestic market and 30.9 million in the foreign market. We've maintained a two-digit growth rate in this quarter as an example of four more quarters of 2012, growing 18.4%. The number of pairs delivered in the third quarter of 2012 made up of a 25.6% growth in the domestic market and a 5.6% drop of the external market, always compared to the same period of 2011. The prices of the third quarter of 2012 in the domestic market were 4.5% lower compared to the same period last year, basically influenced by a sales mix that included a greater ratio of Ipanemas as a result of a short and mild winter. In the foreign market, with the appreciation of the dollar, prices rose 26%. We did not change our price tables or our trade policies. Although the economy has been sending signals of stagnation with an insignificant growth throughout the 9 months of 2012, the general demand for low-ticket products and good cost benefit, and mainly footwear, where these characteristics continue selling in the domestic market, reflecting in the increase of pairs sold during the same period, 2011, the strong will to improve our productive process, the impulse to consume with the increase of the minimum wage, especially in classes C and D, and a product portfolio highly adjusted to the economic situation, this allowed Grendene to gain more market in the domestic and foreign markets, elevating all our margins in the third quarter of 2012 compared to the third quarter of 2011. Growth in our gross margin was 380 BPS, EBIT 860 BPS, in net margins 400 BPS. With the results attained, Grendene continued gaining market share in the domestic market, as we do not believe that consumption has been rising at the same rate that Grendene has. In addition, it attained a greater market share by raising its margins, which shows the strength of our business model. In our opinion, Grendene offers the greatest competitive advantage in servicing the classes that have increased their purchase power, which unequivocally has helped us to achieve these results. In the international market, we continue with our strategy of increasing the number of products with greater added value. This was demonstrated by the growth in revenue that was greater than the growth of pair numbers, and as a consequence, the increase of the average price in dollar. A more favorable exchange rate resulted in a solid price increase in reais in the international market. Nevertheless, this does not change our export strategy for the short term. The improvements in our process have guaranteed us significant gains in productivity, and cost of raw material continue stable. So when we include government tax exemption, we have a CPV increase of only 11.4%, significantly below the net revenue growth of 19.7%, which resulted in a 50.3% gross margin in the third quarter 2012. Likewise, the EBIT rose 99.3% this quarter compared to the same period of 2011, so net profit rose 43%. With these robust results, our fixed cash generation was $210.5 million, of which $188.9 million were destined to pay dividends results.
This left us with a net cash position of $850.2 million, 6.93% lower than the net cash position of September the 30th, 2011, which was $913.5 million. In Q3 2012, the effect of the exchange rate was positive by 16.9 million reais. and the export gross revenue dropped 4% in the period before considering the effect of the tax rate and grew 19% after this effect was taken into account. In the future, we believe that we should have more modest growth rates in terms of the volume exported, not necessarily revenues, than those seen in the last few years. This will decrease the share of the export volume relative to the total volume because we pursue the sale of more value-added products and better export margins. This has been having a positive effect on our gross margin, as we predicted in previous notices. We can see now that the average prices in the export market are equivalent to those seen in the domestic market after we discount the taxes on sales. In 2011, footwear consumption in Brazil dropped 8.4%. It picked up in 2012, as we predicted. The market will continue to be very fierce, but Grandene has demonstrated a great ability to compete domestically and internationally. Our idea is to be towards improving the margins through productivity gains and sale of more value-added products in our mix. Although we have moved forward significantly in terms of margins, especially the gross margin, we believe that we can achieve improvements in the future. All of our productivity internal indicators have been improved slowly but continuously. It is also part of our strategy, as we have emphasized many times during our presentations to the market, to establish a strong relationship with trade and to increase our outreach in points of sales domestically, whether through our current network of partners and clients in different distribution channels, whether through franchises, and when necessary, by establishing our own operations. Our objective is not to capture gains in the retail level, but to consolidate and enlarge our position in the domestic market. As we noticed in a material fact of July the 16th, 2012, we have signed a memorandum of understanding with Jelly to develop a franchise network for our Melissa brand. On September the 17th, 2012, the network was called Clube Melissa. The network at that time had 42 franchise stores, now has 52 franchise stores. As we said in previous meetings, our ability to create value is directly related to our understanding of end clients and our offer of a portfolio of products that meet their needs and aspirations, and our presence in points of sales with a very satisfactory purchase experience for these clients. The international market still is performing very slowly, which reflects in the domestic market. We began the year expecting the GDP to grow by 3.5%, and today the GDP is expected to grow 1.6%. However, in Q3 2012, we saw signs of improvement in the economic activity. For the expected rate of GDP growth to achieve 1.6%, there should be stronger economic activity in Q4. Monetary authorities have been adopting strong measures to stimulate the economy in general and consumption in particular, and we will probably see a positive impact on the market in Q4 2012 and Q1 2013. The excellent results obtained confirm our expectations and reinforce our confidence in Grandene's business model. This makes us keep the projection of our targets for the long term for 2012 through 2015. That is, a gross revenue growth with a CAGR between 8 and 12% in 5 years, and a growth in the net income between 12 and 15% in the next 5 years. Thank you very much, and we can now open for the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, please press star 2. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Mr. Guilherme Mazzini from Ashmore. Good morning. Congratulations for the results. My question has to do with Brasil Maior. And since August, the tax rate is now 1% of the sales. With this type of tax rate, I would like to understand how much you save in a full quarter. The month of July was still taxed at the old rate. But what is the benefit that the company is getting by paying 1% of the revenue instead of 20% on the payroll? What about 2014? Do you expect this benefit to be suspended? Or do you believe that this is going to be a permanent benefit? Good morning, Guilherme. Thank you for your question. I don't have this figure for quarter. Our estimate in view of the market is that the set of measures that comprises Brasil Maior and Brasil Maior replaced the payment of 20% of social charges on the payroll with a 1.5% tax rate on the revenue, and then this 1.5% dropped to 1%. So the difference of this 0.5% in the second semester will have an impact of 5-6 million reais. Brasil Maior, together with Reintegra, another 3% of credit on exports, in addition to the other measure that decreased the social charges on the payroll, the impact over the year will be 40-50 million reais. So you look at the payroll, you deduct those 20%, and the payroll that you see today is already net of those 20%, and you look at the gross revenue on the domestic market, you calculate 1%. That's a very simple calculation. This is an approximate value because there are different variables, the amount of the payroll, if you have more or less workers, and the value of the gross revenue, if it's greater or smaller. But that's the magnitude. And the Reintegra measure will be valid until December, and this has to do with the exports. Brasil Maior will be valid until December 2014. These two measures were made to increase the competitiveness of Brazilian industry. One was to offset the tax rate, and the other one was because of the high labor costs. It is likely that the Reintegra measure should be suspended. This is what we believe in. This will depend on what the government sees in terms of the exchange rate and so on. And Brasil Maior should end in 2014. What the law says today is that the Brasil Maior will end in 2014. What the market expects is that since many sectors received the benefits of this measure. This could be made part of a tax reform to decrease charges on the payroll. As you know, these charges are very high in Brazil. And this measure, therefore, may continue. But 2014 is an election year, presidential election year. So, of course, this will be dealt with from a political point of view as well. I think I have answered your questions, haven't I? Yes, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Wery Wang from Questi.
Good morning. Your earnings were very strong. This has strongly surprised the market. Talking about the benefits, which would be the impact of cost reductions with power, and regarding the earnings of the fourth quarter, do you believe that this year we will follow normal seasonality, and as a consequence, the fourth quarter will be stronger than the third quarter? Thank you very much. The power cost, I believe, is insignificant. This really doesn't present 1% of our revenue. Yeah, approximately 2% of the year cost is power. Perhaps we will have a drop, but this really doesn't strongly impact the company. I would like you to ask the second part of the question. It would be regarding the earnings of the fourth quarter that should follow a normal seasonality. Therefore, the fourth quarter will be stronger than the third quarter. Yeah, just correcting something. The fourth quarter is never strong, relevantly stronger than third quarter. It's a break-even point there. Sometimes the third quarter is better than the fourth is better than the quarter. They take turns, really. It all depends on calendars, okay? It also depends, Children's Day, how much was delivered during that quarter. The consumption of footwear today has been stronger than last year. I believe there was a great rebound. Last year, consumption dropped 8%. Today, our view is that Brazilian consumption tends to have a 12-13% growth in the year. This is an estimate. There's no statistics to back this up, okay? Nevertheless, we are gaining more market share, and we believe that this reality will persist throughout the fourth quarter. Of course, there's a strong component in the fourth quarter, that is exports. That is when we export for the summer in the northern hemisphere, so we start delivering, the fourth quarter so that they reach, for example, the stores of the northern hemisphere in July. And the domestic market is very strong because Children's Day in October, that I believe was excellent. We sold a lot throughout all the trade, not only footwear but other sectors. What we have, learned is that there were excellent sales. And Christmas, of course, yes, now we start delivering all orders for Christmas, and the expectation is that if everything that we deliver sells or doesn't sell. So before, I had an additional concern that having a stagnated economy, now it's showing us signals of growth, therefore that fear doesn't exist, that, we would just come to a halt in the economy and that consumption will drop. Therefore, I believe that there is no major event that can change our expectations regarding the end of the year. So I believe that the fourth quarter, I believe, must be stronger, than the third quarter because of Children's Day, Christmas, and deliveries towards the northern hemisphere. I can't really, things change. I can't tell you that if it's stronger or not. They take turns. Let's put it this way. We can't tell you that it's going to be stronger because last year we also had Children's Day, we had Christmas. So these are recurring events actually, and that we have them every year. There is nothing, that will change our expectation. If we would have an expectation of a terrible Christmas, then we could say something different, but this is not the case.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. To pose a question, please press star one.
Next question comes from Mr. Paulo Gomes, BTG Pactual. Mr. Paulo Gomes, you can pose your question. I would just like to make a question regarding prices. I observed that you increased 3.7% year by year. Nevertheless, this was lower than inflation. I would like if this is a reflection of a more difficult market because you've gained market share, but you said that the market is a more difficult market. And the second question would be, I would like to congratulate you for your earnings. You've reached a record volume. Could you say something about capacity utilization and if due to this growth you would need more CapEx here?
Regarding prices, Moacir, I believe that we haven't changed our price policies or our trade policies. A lower price is because we had a change in product mix in the total volume. We sold more Ipanemas because of climate, because of the weather. Generally, in the winter, fitwear is more expensive, but this, for example, winter, instead of being short, it was mild in the south and in the southeast. So footwear that generally you sell in the summer, we extended it, their sales. And these footwear is generally cheaper.
And also, we don't see inflation in the sector. The only cost component that rose was labor, were the salaries. But because of Brasil Maior, the payroll cost actually dropped. So although the salaries went up because of the increase by 14% in the minimum wage, the payroll dropped because of the decrease in the tax rates. Raw materials had stable prices. They fluctuated a little bit, but basically they remained stable. So we can say that our unit costs had no variation. If you look at the cost of goods sold per pair of shoes, that dropped. So there was no inflation. The cost dropped not only because the mix has a lower price, so the price is lower and the cost is lower as well, but there was also a productivity increase. So the unit costs, the inputs, labor, and raw materials have remained stable. As regards capacity, our production capacity, our disclosed capacity is 200 million pairs per year. In the last 12 months, from Q3 2011 up to now, we produced 170 million pairs approximately. If you look at what we announced, there was a month in Q3 when we produced 20 million pairs, we delivered 20 million pairs. If you annualize that, that would be 240 million pairs per year. Of course, this cannot be held like that. It's not so linear. But what I mean is that we are close to our full capacity. There is still room for growth. And that at some point, maybe 2 or 3 years, we don't know exactly when, we will have to invest to increase capacity. We have announced it some time ago, but it's difficult to determine when exactly. If Grandene decides to increase its production capacity by 20%, that is 40 million additional pairs, we can do this in 6 months. So from the time we make the decision until that additional capacity being fully operational, we can increase it in like 6 months. And of course, we know that it will take 2 or 3 years, but at some point, this investment will be made. And of course, we want this to happen as soon as possible, because this would mean that demand would remain strong, but we cannot say that for sure. Okay, can I add another question? Sure. I just forgot to say something about my question. When I talked about inflation, I was talking about the Brazilian inflation. Your cost of goods sold dropped between 4 and 4.7% in the domestic and in the export market alike, so this is one indicator of your efficiency. But is there room for you to increase margins given that your cost is dropping in a way and inflation in Brazil is picking up? We have to consider our internal inflation, our domestic inflation, because we, our competitors in the market, works with this figure to calculate cost increase. Our strategy is not to increase margins via increasing price. Our strategy is to increase margin via increased efficiency. We want to deliver more value, more perceived value, and in fashion this is a very important concept, for the same price. We don't have any idea or decision to do this via price increase. Also, it is not our intent to be opportunistic, like to increase prices in the short term, because this compromises our relationship in the long term with our distribution channels. As we achieve more efficiency and we improve our execution, and we deliver more perceived value for the same price, we increase our volumes and we have better margins. Price increase, an opportunistic price increase, brings very bad consequences going forward in terms of reductions. And congratulations for the results once more. Next question comes from Mr. Miguel Campos from Qantas. Good morning. Congratulations for the results. And I have a question about your OPEX. There was a significant drop in percentage terms and in absolute terms alike, like advertising expenses. Is that a trend for the next quarters? And my second question has to do with the trends for raw material. I see that costs are flat. And how do you see the cost of raw material going forward? And what about the productivity gains? How do they take place? And my third question has to do with your strategy. You're focusing on the trade. And do you expect new movements? Can I expect new moves on the part of Grandene to increase the number of franchises or maybe a retail acquisition? As regards inflation in the cost of raw material and its stability, what we have been saying for some quarters now is that there is no international pressure towards an increase in the PVC resin, which is a commodity that is traded internationally. PVC resin is consumed by civil construction. Civil construction consumes 60% of the PVC resin. And as of 2007, the civil construction has been slowing down relative to what happened before 2007. And this is because of the crisis that hit the civil construction industry very heavily. So there is plenty of resin in the international market. And we don't foresee in the next 5 years any cost pressure in raw materials. Of course, there might be something unexpected ahead. There might be problems with large facilities that manufacture this type of resin in Brazil, in the Middle East, in Qatar. But in the absence of major problems in the production centers, the market should remain with plenty of raw material until civil construction goes back to the levels of 2007. And we believe this will take 4 to 5 years. Second question you asked had to do with OPEX. As regards our marketing expenses, and we have emphasized that, your question is very important because it allows us to reaffirm something. We have the policy of spending between 8% and 10% of the net revenue per year in marketing. And this policy hasn't changed. What happens is, when you compare quarter on quarter, is that we have different tactics. Depends on the type of campaign, on the type of communication to the market, depends on sponsorships, TV airtime. There are many variables. So it is not possible to really compare quarter on quarter. But yearly, we spend between 8 and 10% of the net revenue, closer to 8 than 10. And there is no change in our policy. The last question has to do with our closer relationship with the trade. Focusing on trade has always been part of our strategy. We have always invested in our relationship with the trade. We see trade as a partner, as the people who understand the final stage of consumption. They are the ones who serve the end client. And we support the trade. And when necessary, we invest in franchise channels. And if necessary also, we can invest in our own channel. But that is like the as a last resort. We don't want to make money at the retail level. We want to be present in the market. We want to have a strong footprint in the market. We want to expand the awareness about our brand. And we want to have our products present in the market. We have the means, the will, and we are in a situation where we can ensure that presence one way or another. As regards acquisitions, we are not against acquisitions. It's not something that we refuse to do, but our plan, our strategy, is to grow organically. We analyze opportunities that arise in the market. We have been analyzing some, but only if there is an opportunity that would really add value to what we do. Only if we can make that asset grow in value, then we can make a deal. But we haven't seen opportunities that we believe are worth it. What we are not going to do is just to replace one thing for something that is equal, that is pay a certain amount for an operation that will not add to our own operations, just to make the company bigger. We are also not going to bank on our cash position to enlarge the company.
How have you observed the increase of productivity? Will you have an increase of gains? Well, we have. We've had a regular productivity gain. I believe that each year we have been producing more footwear pairs for inputs of raw materials, currency, what is the dimension, machine, whatever dimension you take, we have increased our productivity with a number of investments and internal processes. We do not actually announce when and where or what or where due to a strategy of ours. What I can reassure you is that, yes, we have improved our productive process, of product development process. Well, our internal processes have been improved by and large. We believe that we will continue growing, we will continue increasing our productivity, and of course, part of this result is due to a better volume. We've diluted fixed costs here because this is the most variable part of the gain. If we have less amount, we lose. But the process gain, like I said last year in 2011 when we had low demand, that the company was much better. When we would have a greater demand, we would have excellent results, and this is what we've seen this year. So we intend to continue making progress in the upcoming years, perhaps not in the same pace that we're growing right now because things become more difficult sometimes. It's more difficult to increase margins and to increase productivity, but we do believe that there is room for improvement. Thank you very much, and congratulations for your earnings results. Next question, Mr. Guilherme Mazzilli, Ashmore. Good morning. Just an additional question regarding your CAPEX. Could you tell me what you're expecting in terms of CAPEX to finalize this year? And you talked about an increase of capacity. I believe your capacity is at 240 million pairs. You said about increasing this 20%. What kind of CAPEX would you need? What would be the CAPEX necessary in order to have this increase in capacity? Our CAPEX has been above depreciation. If you consider until 2010, it was depreciation. Our depreciation today is around 30 million. In 2011, we spent 39 million. I believe this year should be slightly above 40 million.
reais in CAPEX? Well, which basically this CAPEX, there is one part that is maintenance of productivity, of productive capacity. It would be the value of depreciation, 30 million. And one part would be investments that we carried out in order to increase, to have more productivity gain, changing machines, changing processes, etc. Now, our CAPEX estimate, just correcting you, okay, our current capacity is 200 million pairs. I gave an example, a hypothetic example. If we would decide to increase 20% of our capacity, we would go to 240, and this would be an investment to add more production capacity of 40 million pairs a year. Now, this is an investment that, by and large, is approximately 1 million reais. 40 million would be one per pair. One per million pairs. Therefore, our investment would be to, for these 40, okay, we would have an additional CAPEX between 40 and 50 million, use the 30 from the depreciation, and 40, 50 in this year. Let's say if we would do this investment, our CAPEX would be like around 70 million. Grendene is a company of low CAPEX. You know, you just have to see our constant in our company that is 20 million, 200 in fixed assets. That is 20 million. We have, you know, installed machinery of 220 reais, million reais, to achieve the levels of revenue that we're achieving today. Perfect. Thank you very much. Oh, to ask questions, press star 1. Next question from Mr. Paulo Gomes, BTG Pactual. Just an additional question regarding prices. You know, as there was a mix assessment, could you say that within your same products, what was the average inflation? Ipanema, you know, something. Could you give me something along these lines? And an additional question regarding Melissa Club. I know that it's a franchise, but if there is a calculated CAPEX for this product, and if you could elaborate more, you know, telling us if you're using what kind of models in your stores, herring or havaianas, what kind of decoration this is it? Well, if we compare product to product, there was no price variation. As I told you, we didn't change price table last year. Product that cost 20 has this year that we would sell for 20 has, we still sell it for 20 has this year. So we haven't had a price change. This is why we're saying that, you know, everything is due to the product mix and not to this or another product. Now, when we talk about the franchise, Grendene does not have any CAPEX involved here. This CAPEX is, you know, it is the franchisee's responsibility to see the CAPEX. Now, in terms of model, I believe that we cannot compare it to a Havaiana or to an Eringue model. It is a totally different thing. It's a different story altogether. We cannot. Melissa product, for example, in footwear, has nothing similar to it in the market. It is a brand that differentiates itself from other brands. it is a higher ticket. It's a more expensive product. Avayana would be 20 reais, a 20, 15 reais ticket. Now, Melissa, it's 100, 120 reais. Yes, you can see that the costs here are totally different. Now, when we talk about herring, well, we can say that they're geared toward a more the public that is closer to our product. Melissa wants to reach customers above this. We don't sell. So if we were to compare, it would be closer to Arezzo. We could compare it more to Arezzo and other companies. Melissa has always been an innovation brand. Therefore, the concept of Melissa Club, the concept that is behind it, it is a highly innovative concept. And this is why we expect to have a very strong presence in the market. Thank you very much. In order to ask questions, press star 1. So we bring our Q&A session to the end. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Schmidt for his final words. You may proceed, Mr. Francisco Schmidt. Well, thank you very much for everybody for participating in this earnings release conference call. And just to finalize, I would like to tell you that these results confirm our expectations, and they encourage us to improve our business model. The gains in productivity will continue being pursued, and we will maintain our focus on strengthening our brands, on operational excellences, and to improve our relationship with sales channels. With this, we expect to have greater market share if this is we want to materialize this year and in the upcoming years. Thank you very much once again for the trust that you've deposited on us. Our conference call is brought to an end. We would like to thank everybody for your participation. Good morning, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call Brazil.